Ed Martin Jr. has helped bury dogs, cats, birds, guinea pigs, and he's even heard of a lion cub on the grounds. It's just part of the day-to-day life of the overseer, the world's oldest pet burying ground. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
The Hartsdale Pet Cemetery was established in 1896, making it the oldest active pet cemetery in the world. Ed Martin Jr. has overseen many thousands of burials here, about 95% of which are dogs and cats.
A number of other pets over the years that have been buried, rabbits, guinea pigs, birds. You know, a lot of people ask us, well, what is the most unusual pet that we buried here? And you'll see in the book or on the website that in 1912 we buried a lion cub here.
He says people's views of pet cemeteries have changed over the decades. Just look at the supermarket aisles and entire stores devoted to pets.
There is no common denominator other than their pet lovers. If you had the time and you walked around the cemetery, you would see crosses, Stars of David. There are some people who are very, very wealthy people who bury here, and there are others who struggle.
And interestingly, Ed says the pets buried here aren't necessarily the winners of some high-dollar dog or cat show.
Most of the pets here are not celebrity pets, they're shelter pets. People who either lost a pet or the first pet will go to a shelter.
Human ashes can be buried here as well, as long as they have a pet buried here and the plot is in doubt, ensuring it will be taken care of forever.
My parents and my wife's parents are buried here. When my time comes, I certainly hope I'm here. I'm very proud that folks think as much of the cemetery, of the beauty of the cemetery, of hopefully the respect that we as employees of the cemetery show, that they choose to bury their mom and dad or whatever the case is. So that makes me happy.
Traveling the Countryside in Hartsdale, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.